Hi, this is Neil Kelly, Orange County's Registrar of Voters, and today is Friday, October the 19th. We're just 18 days away from the general election. And today we want to talk about challenges to vote by mail ballots. So, you know, it's interesting. We always get questions about vote by mail ballots in general. When do you count them? Are all of them counted? And the answer to that is yes. And when we start counting them is 10 days prior to the election. But we want to talk about today our challenges to vote by mail ballots. And that's a process that is very important because we want to make sure every ballot is valid. And with me today is Jessica Castaneda. And Jessica is in charge of this challenge process, among other things. She deals with a lot of the vote by mail issues. So Jessica, hello.
Hi.
And so we want to talk today just about a few examples and the challenge process itself. So we have how many vote-by-mail ballots returned as of today?
We have 75,984 total returns.
Which is a great start.
Mm-hmm. Very good start.
Yeah, so a lot of heavy volume on voting, which is great. And out of that, we have how many that have been challenged?
We have 2,008 that have been challenged, and that's signature, no signature, and non-matching signature.
So let's be clear for everybody. Who's doing the challenges? We know, but let's tell everybody else.
Oh, the challenges are through our data entry staff who signature verify the vote by mails initially.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then I see them next as I'll determine whether or not the ballot is truly a non-matching signature.
Right. So just to kind of give a visual for everybody, when the ballots come back, we take the envelopes, put them through an automated sorter. It captures a digital image of your signature when you return it, and then we do have our data entry staff that match the signature against the voter affidavit that's on file originally, and that happens pretty quickly. So when they do get outsorted, we then look at them one by one, which is what you're talking about.
Yes.
Let's talk about some of the examples. Like one of the more typical ones.
More typical is just the signature doesn't match how they initially signed their voter registration. Their signature could have changed. We have elderly folks that maybe haven't, you know, done a re-registration since 1960 when they first initially registered or something like that. So we see things like that. We see no signatures, people not signing their ballots because they don't want their signature out there as commonly the reason why they don't sign.
So here, I'm guilty of this because I will, when I'm in a hurry and I'm dealing with things that, you know, if I'm paying a bill or I'm voting or whatever the case is, I have a very quick signature, very fast. And a lot of people, when they fill out a form and they submit it, they're a little bit more, they're slowing down a little bit. And so their signature oftentimes is different. And we have to decipher through that. So one of the things we do to do that is what?
We look at the writing on the affidavit and compare it to the address portion that they filled out on their vote-by-mail ballot.
Right.
And we also look in depth to the signature and see where, you know, they're, if they write on the baseline or something, you know, like that. Something similar. Anything similar to their signature, it 9 times out of 10, it's good.
Yeah, because we want to err on the side of the voter.
Correct.
Right.
We want to count as many of these ballots as we can.
Exactly. Here's a great example we're looking at. We won't say who, but it was a candidate from a city that's running for city council. And this was outsourced because it was challenged.
Correct.
And the signature, you know, we're looking at the signature right now, and we can see the similarities, and we can see when you look at the writing and you compare it that it does match.
Mm-hmm.
But on a quick glance, our operators look at that, and it doesn't match.
Right. We take a little bit more time and care in matching up these signatures.
Right.
So to me, the signature matches, but to, and I've been here 12 years, so I've been doing this a long time, but to a data entry operator who this is a seasonal position, to them, it's like, no, that doesn't match.
And they're doing it at a very quick pace.
That's correct. And they have multiple on a screen, so they see.
So just to
fast.
Reassure voters,
yes.
The good thing is we have this team, which you lead, and your whole job is to, stop and drill down into every single ballot.
And it's not just one pair of eyes. We have a total of three.
Mm-hmm.
The final pair of eyes either being myself, a permanent staff member, or one of our other permanent staff members, Marcia Nielsen. So, you know, we really get down into the nitty-gritty. And if we find that it just doesn't match, we do a screen print so we can attach it to the envelope. And if there's ever any question, we can pull it out and say, this is why it didn't match.
And if there's ever one that just is really difficult, you sometimes come knocking on my door and bring it
to me. That's right. That's right. I do.
So the bottom line is we're really working hard for voters and making sure that every ballot that we can count is counted correctly.
That's correct.
Good. So Jessica, thanks for joining us. Join us again soon for another podcast as we get a little bit closer to the election. Thanks again.